We're joined in the media center by Pro Stock number one qualifier Greg Anderson. Greg read a time of 6.584 at 207.91 miles per hour. Greg, you are the winningest driver in Pro Stock here at Las Vegas, and also tied for winningest here at the Strip. Does that give you any added confidence for tomorrow?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been always a great racetrack for me. Obviously, the fact that Ken Black, our team owner, lives here, that means the world to us. And you know, back when we started this race team back in 2001, he told me, he says, you know, I don't really care what you do the rest of the way across the country, all these other events, as long as you do well here in Vegas. We didn't do well that very first race, so we dedicated ourselves to staying here and testing before the next time we came here to race, and ever since then, it's been great, and the racetrack rewarded us back, you know, tenfold. So it's been a great, great run, and I love coming here, racing in front of him and his family, and he loves when we come here. So special weekend so far, and you know, we've had a lot of magic at this racetrack happen before, and really makes you feel good, gives you a lot of confidence, and confidence goes a long ways. The class is so tight, so close, that any little edge you can get, whether it be confidence or, you know, home field advantage, whatever you want to call it, we'll take it, because it just takes so much to win a race anymore in Pro Stock, and I'm just happy to be a proud of this part of this group. It's tremendous. There's of the 16 qualified cars, you couldn't possibly bet on who's the favorite. And it just comes down to who makes zero mistakes and has the best day tomorrow. That's who's going to win. And I was able to put it all together last week or 2 weeks ago at Dallas. You know, for the first time in a long time, it felt great, and it gave us extra confidence coming here. And so far, it's spilled over, and we're executing perfectly so far. So looking forward to tomorrow. It's going to be a wonderful day. Going to be a nice Chamber of Commerce weather day, so you know, we should have grandstands full, and you know, when you roll out there from that burnout and you start to back up and you look in the grandstand and you see it full, and you know, everybody cheering and jumping up and down, it just makes you feel great, and it's a feel-good racetrack, so I love it being here.
You talked about the magic here in Vegas. Do you think you'll have your seventh in points? So do you think you need some magic tomorrow?
I definitely need magic, no question about that. I need a little divine intervention, whatever you want to call it. There's no question. We had a good run at Dallas, and that got us to where we still have a chance, but it's still an outside chance. I still feel I need to run the table to even have a chance of winning. So it's a hard thing to do. Nobody's been able to string three races together, win three races in a row this year, and, you know, hopefully I can make that happen and create just a dream ending to the season. But you can't predict it. You absolutely cannot. You know, I certainly know as much about the inside of this class as anybody, and I couldn't possibly bet on who's, you know, the favorite, the strong horse, and I couldn't place the odds right now. Anybody can beat anybody in the class, and that's why it's so great right now.
Questions?
Do you need to change your routine at all, change any swings on the car, or are you just trying to stick with the role player?
The race car, you know, it really became happy a couple weeks ago at Dallas, and it really started running, and we came here, and I thought, well, is it just the Dallas racetrack that the car likes, or what? And we came here, and it ran great, too, so we're not making big changes anymore. We had been up till Dallas because we were kind of lost, and we couldn't find what the Red Summit Chevy wanted, and it seems we hit on it at Dallas, the boys told me, what do you think of your race car now? And I said, well, I love it, but is it just this racetrack at Dallas? And they said, no, we think we've got it better. So they were right. I was wrong to doubt them. When I came here and it ran fast the first run, I apologized to them for ever doubting them. They were right. They did make some major changes, and they have got it a lot better, and it's now competitive, and it's got a chance to win races again. So that's all you can ask for, and it was a long struggle to get there, but I think we're there, and we've got a horse now that can run with the best of them.
Thank you.
Thank